Omar telling supporters there are people trying to distract them from the real issues. Two-thirds of the country expected through the weekend to swelter in dangerous heat, which this dog was rescued from the officer's body cam.
Where's the dog?
You stay cool in here?
I forgot the dog.
From a hot car near Atlanta yesterday, the man who was supposed to be watching the collie has been cited for animal cruelty. This is Fox News.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Montgomery Subaru. The experience you want from a dealer is at Montgomery Subaru. 3000 Eastern Boulevard or on the web at montgomerysubaru.com.
Montgomery Subaru.
Lots of folks have been waiting for some better rain chances, so the news is good for the next few days. Not quite as hot as it has been the last few days. Today's high around 92. Scattered to numerous showers and thunderstorms, especially this afternoon and this evening. They'll still be random, of course, but many towns will get lucky, I think. The storms will fade out tonight, overnight low 75. Then tomorrow and Sunday, a generous supply of showers and thunderstorms, especially numerous in the afternoon and evening hours. High temperatures held down to around 90. And then the better than normal rain chances continue on Monday and Tuesday as a front approaches. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Prime South Bank is here to give you more bank for your buck. You'll find the conveniences of digital tools, plus more ways to stretch your dollar than those big national banks. It's a great way to enjoy prime living. Visit them in Tallahassee, Wetumpka, and Montgomery. Member FDIC.
Alabama News Network. I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. A former Tallahassee police officer is going to prison for assaulting a handcuffed prisoner. Brandon Smirnoff is sentenced to nearly 2 years in prison for violating the rights of a 24-year-old man he was arresting back in 2016. Montgomery police say a man was hit by a car late Thursday night. This happened near Fairview Avenue and Gaston Avenue. Police say the man has life-threatening injuries. No word if any charges will be filed. This crash remains under investigation. And hundreds of people heard from candidates for Montgomery mayor at a forum last night. This was hosted by the East Montgomery and Midtown Neighborhood Associations. Attendees had the chance to submit questions for the candidates to answer. Election Day is Tuesday, August 27th. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Could you use $1 million? Then come play Make Me a Millionaire at Wind Creek Wetumpka. It's our biggest giveaway ever. Play now through Friday, July 26th, and for every 250 base points earned, you'll get one entry into our last chance drawing on July 26th, when you could win a share of $10,000 free play or one of five instant entries into the $1 million grand prize drawing on Sunday, July 28th. So come play Make Me a Millionaire at Wind Creek Wetumpka and find your winning moment.
What's worse than your heating going out in the middle of winter? Your AC wimping out in the heat of summer. Barrett Heating and Cooling has been serving the Tri-County area since 1978. They're ready to help you when your system goes kaput. Whether you want to maintain your heating and cooling units with one of their maintenance plans or upgrade your equipment, trust Barrett to be there for you. From AC units to air purification and humidity control, trust the team at Barrett's. Call them today, 285-0014.
O'Reilly Auto Parts offers O'Rewards points in-store and online. Earn points on everything from replacement parts to tools and accessories. And for every 150 points collected, you'll get a $5 reward. Earn points any way you shop. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Need to get organized? Today is the day for doing with the Home Depot's Pack Store Save event. Put your basement or garage in order with a range of Husky welded steel shelves, including a four-tier 77-inch rack, just $169. That'll save you $30. Easy to assemble, each shelf has a lifetime warranty and holds up to 1,500 pounds. That gets a lot out of your way. Come into the Pack Store Save event, only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid until August 25th while supplies last.
This hour of the program brought to you in part by our good friends over at Midtown Pizza Kitchen. Check them out at one of their two locations, the High Point Shopping Center in Prattville, Alabama, the Zelda Place location right here in beautiful Midtown Montgomery. Midtown Pizza Kitchen, home of the $9 daily lunch special and award-winning pizzas.
It's time for news and views from 9 till noon. Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM. Now, here's Baron and Jack.
Guys, welcome back in. It's 7 minutes after 9 o'clock. 21 hours ago, we wrapped up the Thursday edition. This is the Friday edition of News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV's News and Views. Dave Mowry, Baron Coleman here. Carolyn's in today.
Shagging calls, you better be nice.
She loves it. It's her favorite thing to do all week. Absolutely 100%. It's your best day all week, isn't it? Friday? Better than Tuesday? Oh, yeah. She loves Friday. She's only here on Tuesdays and Fridays. You weren't here this Tuesday, though.
Yes, I was.
Never mind. Scratch that. Maybe I wasn't here Tuesday, not mentally. I don't know what...
That happens.
Well, you know, anyway, I'm sorry. Call her, cheer her up. I just destroyed her day.
Ruined her life, Baron.
I know.
Carolyn, put the knife down. It's not that bad.
I have that effect on women.
Somebody have to clean up all that blood. But just remember, down the wrist, not across.
Really? Really? Is that true?
That's what they say.
Well, I've never tried it.
Me either. I'm just saying.
I guess if you try it and you survive, that was the wrong way. You got to do the other one. Our number, 272-9228. That's the BathInnovations.com guest hotline. Carolyn's lovely and talented voice will be on the other side of that number when you call, and it's Friday. Monday through Thursday, there are some rules around here. We don't always enforce them, but we should. Monday through Thursday, if you call and you're off topic or you get rambling or you... Well, we'll still enforce rambling on Friday. That's not even a rule. That's just common courtesy. But if Monday through Thursday, if you get a little rambly or you're off topic or I can't follow your call or I'm bored with it, I'll broom you off and we'll replace you with a better caller. Friday's the day to destroy the program.
Right.
Call, talk about whatever you want to talk about.
Call, talk about whatever is on your little mind.
So, Monday through Thursday, if you're tempted to say, call in and say, I ain't been listening, but have y'all talked about...
The thing we've been talking about the entire show?
Yeah. You can do that Monday through Thursday, and I'll get frustrated. Friday, knock yourself out. I'll be like, okay, yeah. No, we already talked about that. 9 o'clock. But we'll talk about it again.
Talk about it again.
If you want to. Now, I've been listening all morning. Y'all ain't talked yet about the lineup for the new Democrat debate next week. Monday through Thursday, that kind of call annoys me. Friday, I love to have it. I'm like, you know what? I didn't realize the audience was pining away to know the debate lineup for the CNN debate next week. Wednesday, July 31 in Detroit. It's fitting that the first next Democrat debate is going to be in Detroit. A city totally destroyed by Democrats. A city absolutely manhandled by Democrats. You know, there are parts of Detroit they are just knocking down. Oh, Dave. Just thought of something. I saw, you know how my guilty pleasure in life is reading The Atlantic?
Yes.
I read The Atlantic.
Oh, yeah?
Yesterday.
Which one?
Last night.
And which article?
The Atlantic.com?
No, I know. I was wondering which article.
About city development, about the future of cities.
Yeah.
Did you read it?
I don't think I did yet.
It says exactly what I've been saying on this program forever, and every mayoral candidate needs to pay attention to it. And if everybody would just follow along, or if some mayoral candidate would run on this platform, I absolutely would support that person wholeheartedly. And the platform is easy. If I could find the dadgum story, I printed it off. Kind of long. I'll find it. You ready? Headline, The Atlantic, July 18. Author, Derek Thompson. Smartest guy at The Atlantic, apparently. Never heard of him before today.
Never heard of him.
The future of the city is... you know what would make this story even better? A drum roll. The future of the city is childless.
Oh, yeah, I did read this. Okay.
The future of the city is childless. I read this.
It's a childless Disneyland.
Uh-huh. I read all 9 pages of this story. I read it cover to cover. I read every single word. I did not skim. I did not do the topic sentence jumping around that I sometimes do. A lot of times I'll read stories backwards that are long journalistic pieces.
Mm-hmm.
This is a great piece, and I've been saying this from the beginning. Nashville has picked up on this. Atlanta has picked up on this. Montgomery, for some reason, is trying to force, well, not for some reason, it's just our mentality here, I guess, to force our idea of what Montgomery should be into the 1950s.
Mm-hmm.
Guys, if you are young and have young children, you don't live in the city. You live in the suburbs. Cities are for young, childless people and old people who want to take advantage of the amenities but don't have children to put in crappy schools. That is the future of America. Every other major city has done. Everybody should read this. The future of the city is childless. Quote, America's urban rebirth is missing something key. Actual births. This is a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful piece. Wonderful piece. I think everybody should read this. I don't know Derek Thompson from Adam's House Kit, but this guy gets it.
Well, he's really just like looking at demographics, but, you know.
Well, but he's right. He's right.
I'm going to say that it'll make cities a lot more terrible. And
that's fine. You don't have to live in them.
And it won't even be fun to visit. The other thing is that doesn't quite apply to Montgomery because, like,
you visit Chicago?
We don't really have suburbs.
Yeah, we do. Well, we could.
No.
We don't because everybody tries to force ourselves.
Well, no, there's just not enough people.
Well, there's 450,000 people in the river.
In the river region. But yeah. Is that 5 or 6 counties?
3 counties.
Nah.
There's 80,000 in Elmore, 220-ish in Montgomery. That's 300. Mm-hmm. Or 60,000 in Autauga.
Right. So
that's 360.
That's 360. So where's the other 100 coming
from? I don't know. They may be around somewhere.
Yeah, Tuskegee and Lowndes County.
Yeah, probably.
Right. Macon and Lowndes.
Macon, Lowndes, Dallas maybe even thrown in there.
I don't think they put that in there.
Okay. Well, anyway, I mean, but, you know, okay, 350,000. 350,000.
Like, 350,000 people is a town.
Well, but it could support Prattville and Wetumpka and Millbrook and Pike Road.
A lot of the reason that Montgomery has, you know, less amenities and bad schools and all that is that so many people have moved out to those other places that have less stuff.
Yeah. I just hate that we're trying to force a convention on Montgomery.
The other thing is that it will make it harder for... you know, it'll make it harder for things that pay for the public good.
Well, we're trying
if you
to
believe in taxes.
We're trying to force on Montgomery a convention, a national convention from 1951, which is you grow up in a house 2 miles from where Dad works downtown, and it is super safe and clean, and it's got a half acre, and it's neatly manicured, and there's some white picket fences, and, you know, the guy who owns the car dealership lives across the street, and the guy who owns the bank lives 2 doors down from him, and the guy who owns the biggest, baddest restaurant in town lives across the street and around the corner. And that life doesn't exist anymore. They don't live there.
Yeah, see, I think that's just how Montgomery still is. I don't think anybody's trying to force it on them.
They are by saying we need good schools.
Oh.
They are trying to force that America on 2019 Montgomery, and it doesn't work. That model does not fit. You can't the social welfare model post 1968 does not lend itself to that.
Yeah,
that city.
Except for
that city doesn't exist.
Except for they should have done what you're talking about before, and now it's a retrenchment. It's people that have. People are moving back to the city from outside suburbs and stuff like that. That's why all downtowns are redeveloping because people know that it's cooler. And stuff
yeah, but
like
they're
that.
But who's moving there? Not people with kids.
Sometimes.
No.
It depends.
Largely, it's gentrification. It's young.
Oh, it's definitely gentrification. But that doesn't.
It's 25 to 35-year-old single wealthy people.
Yeah.
That's who's moving there, or wealthy wealthy couples without kids
that are well, but they're looking to have their single kid and they want that kid to go to good schools. That's the thing that he's missing.
Yeah. I don't know. Our number 272-9228. Montgomery, give up. Stop. Let the school system collapse. Who cares? Let Pike Road, Wetumpka, and Prattville, and Millbrook take over.
Legally, I don't think they can do that.
Why?
Because there's like,
we spend $10,000 a year per pupil. That's fine. That's legal. The constitutionally adequate. It's perfect. We don't need anything else.
Man who went to public schools against public schools.
I did go to public schools. I went to good public schools in a damn suburb.
Right.
I didn't go to Pearl Cone High School. I went to Brentwood High School.
But in the Nashville
that
area...
That means nothing here, but trust me.
Yeah, but there's four times or five times the people. Even back then, there was probably four times the people in the Nashville...
Metro Nashville, when I was in Tennessee history in fourth grade, only had 600,000 people in it in all of Metro Nashville, seven counties.
So that's still more than we have.
Right, but I mean, Nashville has blown up since then.
Right.
It did not have, you know, the 2 million people it has now. It's tripled in size.
So you think that they should only build new schools in the suburbs there?
No, they can build new schools in the inner cities. That's fine. But just accept they're going to be failing and have 0% pass rates.
I don't know about zero.
I don't care if you put $100 million in every new high school. I don't care if you knock Lanier down and build it with the Taj, replace it with the Taj Mahal. Just accept that it's going to have a 0% math and English proficiency in 11th grade. Because it does now. Why is it going to be any different?
That's 0%.
Yes.
Wow.
Three of our five public high schools have like a 0 or 1% proficiency. And you just need to accept that. And don't live there if you have young kids. Go somewhere else. Work in Montgomery. Come down here. Shop in Montgomery. Yeah, but then, don't live in Montgomery.
But then you have to live like in one of the places that you're talking about.
Well, I live in Pike Road. It's wonderful.
Mm.
It's fantastic. We don't have a police department.
So what you're saying is everybody has problems.
Well, Wetumpka's in the middle of nowhere. Prattville's too close to Montgomery, so the crime can just migrate up 65. Pike Road has no police department. We'll be back. Like a star that can wait for night. I hate to think I've been blinded, baby. What can I see tonight?
Happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Who's there?
It's Bill, the electrician, here to make your home burglar-proof.
Oh, thank goodness. I thought maybe you were an intruder.
No, ma'am. I'm a burglar's worst nightmare.
If your house doesn't have sufficient outdoor lighting, it's a prime target for intruders. That's why you should call Crosby Electric today.
How's it going, Bill?
Just fine, ma'am. See, when your intruder trips this wire, it grabs him by the foot and hangs him upside down.
Really?
The experts at Crosby Electric will install lighting that not only discourages intruders, but also makes it safer for you and your guests to navigate around steps, pools, and other tripping hazards.
Bill, is that contraption safe?
Oh, sure. It's disarmed now, but...
Bill!
Like I said, I'm a burglar's worst nightmare.
I see.
You mind cutting me down, ma'am?
Avoid your worst nightmare. Call the outdoor lighting experts at Crosby Electric or visit CrosbyElectric.com.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter. The smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/work. That's ZipRecruiter.com/work. ZipRecruiter.com/work.
This is Zach with Dry County Pond over here in Prattville, Alabama. We've been advertising on Blue Water Broadcasting here for a little while, and the results we've been getting are outstanding. If you're looking to do any advertisement, I would highly recommend Blue Water Broadcasting.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
This hour of the program brought to you in part by our good friends over at Midtown Pizza Kitchen. Check them out at one of their two locations, the High Point Shopping Center in Prattville, Alabama, the Zelda Place location right here in beautiful Midtown Montgomery. Midtown Pizza Kitchen, home of the $9 daily lunch special and award-winning pizzas. In addition to sponsoring the telephone line here, Bath Innovations is a fantastic general contractor that specializes in bathrooms, making bathrooms look good. You spend a lot of time in your bathroom. If you put a stopwatch on yourself every time you're in the bathroom, whether you're on the can, whether you're in the shower, whether you're primping and preening yourself, peacocking around in the mirror in a towel, trying to wonder why all the babes aren't throwing themselves at you. You know, if you spend all added up all that time, you spend a long time in the bathroom. Bath Innovations is the place you need to call to make your bathroom look good. Look like it deserves to house you that often. Bathinnovations.com, you can check them out online. You can go to their showroom. It's right across the East Boulevard from Home Depot. Bath Innovations in the green-roofed building there in the Croniers Jewelry Shopping Center. And you can call them directly, 271-2723. 271-2723, bathinnovations.com, or on the East Boulevard. Get that bath looking good. Get it looking swell. Get it looking swell, because right now it sucks. And you know it, and I know it. I've never even been in your bathroom, but I know it. 23 minutes after 9 o'clock. Randall, you've been very patient. Thank you.
Well, I was calling to tell you why Tuesday you don't remember so much about phone calls and her being there. Because you went cap and gown something. This has been one of the best weeks. If anybody wants to ever catch up on Goza, just listen from Monday to yesterday. And you could, you know what I mean? And you could get there in a hurry.
I just remember, Carolyn, we went cap and gown, only had 6 calls. And
but why he's on phone? I guess it was God saying, because I got a plan. I promise you that would bring Montgomery. I've been sitting on it. I ain't never mentioned it. But you will know the 8-year-old that's gonna graduate at least. But with this plan, it brings Montgomery together. It brings the suburbs together through growing food, through the schools, using abandoned buildings to put the pods to grow lettuce year round. And I'm gonna use the games that guard them, because we're gonna make a game out of it. To what side can raise the most money, and we're gonna sell vegetables, eggs, and later on meat when I get 84 in this game. I'm telling you, Baron. I promise.
I'm remarkably intrigued by everything you just said. That's the most outside the box thinking I've heard about Montgomery in 5 years on the radio. That's the most outside the box thinking I've heard, and I liked it.
It puts money back into the little kids' hands that are angry because they see the world in a different view. And they don't have to lean on the games for the Grape Cove and the Newports, and then have to pull the trigger at 17. Because you're going to be there letting them cut your grass one day. I mean, it brings us together. We're going to use stuff that's already in place. We're going to set up our own little center to sell the vegetables out of right there in the city. And if you use your food stamp card, you get if you buy $5 with it, you get a $5 certificate to spend in there. It doubles your food stamp money. You're gonna learn who's out there, who needs help, who's lying and who ain't, and how we can change this place, man.
Well, Randall, I appreciate the call. I'm glad. This is a great phone call. I appreciate it.
All right.
Yeah, that's the most outside the box thinking I've heard in a long time about Montgomery. Patrick.
Yes, sir. Well, Baron, thank you for taking my call. This is more inside the box. I'm going to give you two figures that you need to keep in mind. The first was issued by the Legislative Fiscal Office this past, about 3 months ago, showing a $468 million increase in the Special Education Trust Fund.
Say that again.
$468 million increase.
Okay, so that's like 5%, is maybe 6% increase. Okay, go ahead.
Well, because of Alabama's growing economy.
All right.
At the same time, the growth rate in the state of Alabama, particularly as you've already mentioned this morning, basically childlessness, the growth rate in the state of Alabama is negligible as far as children under age 16 or 18. The total number of children enrolled in the public schools in Alabama, K through 12, has significantly declined in the last decade.
Mm-hmm.
And so we have this issue of putting additional increasing money in Special Education Trust Fund, which is earmarked for education uses only, but we have a declining student population. And
where are you getting the statistic that we have a declining student population? Where can I find that? Because I'm intrigued by that, if that's true.
Okay. The Alabama Department of Education has a total number of students that are enrolled per decade.
Yeah, but that's just in public schools. I mean, there's a lot.
There's been
people migrating into private schools for quite some time. Homeschooling has taken off. There's a huge homeschool community in Montgomery.
Yes, sir. I'm speaking only of publicly supported schools.
Okay, so that it may not be. Okay, go ahead. Continue. We're on the same page.
All right. So I want you to understand that we have a declining K-12 public school population.
Okay, there you go.
Now here's another issue. A number just came out yesterday by the Equal Justice Initiative, if you believe they're reliable sources. Right now we have 29,300 inmates incarcerated in the Alabama prison system and bed space for 27,000. And the problem is we have a prison problem crunch, and as you know, the governor's going to call the special session probably late in the fall, as soon as the governor can get her plan worked out. So we have this irreconcilable problem is we have money being poured into an education system that is profoundly not producing results, yet at the same time we have a correctional department which desperately needs additional funding just to keep vicious criminals incarcerated.
Mm-hmm.
And there are problems that are simply not being discussed by very many people. I hope, I'm just throwing these ideas out to you because I know you're a bright young man. I hope you'll discuss this on the talk radio. How do we take money out of special education trust fund? Or better yet, how do we just get rid of the concept of having two separate budgets, one for general fund and one for special education trust fund?
You've raised several points. Let me kind of take them in reverse order.
I'm going to let you take them in reverse order. Because I'm just going to let you comment. I'm just saying the problems are out there.
All right, thank you. Appreciate it. Patrick, it was a good call. Man, we've had two good calls.
Yeah.
Hey, the pressure's on, other callers. Don't let us down. I'll take it in reverse order. One, should we have two budgets or one budget? I've always been a fan of two budgets because I don't trust Alabama Republicans to uphold education spending in Alabama if we go down to one budget. They'll just cannibalize all the funding into other areas.
That's what they want to do.
Yeah, and that's why they want to get it down to one budget. These are people who are anti-public education, who have a very 1950s worldview of how public education should be run and funded. And I'm not a fan of one budget. I like the two budgets. We have basically one budget, though, in reality, because there's so much non-education spending in the education budget. What we need to do is completely rethink the way we finance state government, because he mentioned that the Alabama Education Trust Fund is up $487 million, and the general fund is not. It's because the trust fund has these very elastic taxes that go way up in good times and way down in bad times. So you might have variances in the annual budget of $1 billion or $2 billion in the education fund, whereas the general fund, you'll only have variances of maybe $10, $20, $50 million, $100 million. And that's a problem. The other problem is the general fund supports things that seem to be growing in perpetuity, things like medical expenses for the poor and elderly. And they keep going up because we keep having more poor people and medical care keeps getting more expensive and pharmaceuticals keep getting more expensive and we keep getting more old people because with medical advancements and increased quality of living, they don't die, which is good. I mean, I love old people. I'm not trying to kill them off. I'm just pointing out the economic reality of the problem with the budget. So you have a need, a desire by some politicians to say, well, we need some extra money in the general fund. Okay, raise taxes. If you don't have enough money to finance state government and all the things you want to do, raise taxes. Or find some of the things you're funding now and get rid of them. But taking money away from education when we are perennially in the bottom 5-10% of states in education, taking money away from education is just, I don't think, the answer. Money doesn't solve all things, but money does build schools. It does finance extracurricular activities. It does pay teachers. It does buy books and replace light bulbs and keep the air conditioning running and keep the water on. It does do those things. And a lot of those things are a lot more expensive than they were 50, 60 years ago.
A lot more.
And there are some central offices that are a little out of control. We have way too many school systems in this state. We need one system per county. And if a city wants to have their own school system, get over it. And I know that's not a popular opinion. Not a popular opinion at all. But you end up with a city like Elba with three schools, a middle, elementary, and high school, and central office expenses is over $1 million.
Mm-hmm.
A superintendent that's making 150 grand a year.
Ding, 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 ding.
I mean, for three schools.
Ding, 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 ding.
Then you got to get a principal at each of those three schools. Then you got to get a vice principal at each of those three schools.
And now you know why they do it that way.
Yeah.
It's a jobs program.
White people welfare.
Yeah. It's a jobs program that, yes, that's exactly
for rich white people.
Yeah, exactly. Because what else are you going to do in Elba after you go off to college? And, like, you know, you got a teaching certificate or whatever, or, a, you know, how to run school certificate or whatever, and, like, you're from Elba. We're either going to move or you're going to go back to Elba for the one or $550,000 jobs that you can have there.
Yeah. Our number, 272-9228, if you want to get in, 272-9228. Riley Manning understands. You know who's seen all this happen? Who's watched it happen under his watch? Riley Manning, because he's been painting in this town for more than 50 years. He's seen the city change and grow. And he's still the best painting contractor in Alabama. He's still the best painting contractor around. Riley Manning, RileyManningPainting.com, 799-1284. 799-1284 is his number. You can contact him online, RileyManningPainting.com, RileyManningPainting.com. The guy is incredible. A lot of these people use day laborers. They'll go pick up somebody in a parking lot somewhere and say, here's a paintbrush. And the guy says, hey, I'm only qualified to do that. Today you're a painter, buddy. You know, you play the part. You look it. Riley doesn't do that. He has trained professional painters, crews that have been with him 20, 25, 30, 35 years. Riley redid my front doors, and he brought a spectacularly trained front door guy in there. Pew, pew, knocked it out. Looks like amazing. Looks amazing. Absolutely incredible. Riley Manning's the best. 799-1284. 799-1284. Check him out online, RileyManningPainting.com. More Dave Valerie, more Baron Coleman. I did not know we were going to get into all this, but I don't mind doing it. I just printed that story off just to prove I'm always right.
Well, yeah.
We'll be back.
Carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Yes! Mm-hmm. Yes, we do buy
diamonds, gemstones, gold and platinum.
Yes, we do buy
or trade.
We do buy
diamonds, coins, gold and silver.
Marguerite's Exquisite Jewelry.
Marguerite's Exquisite Jewelry is open 7 days a week at the Pepper Tree Shops on Vaughn Road.
Noble here with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. Join us this month as we donate a portion of our proceeds to Folds of Honor, a scholarship program for the children of service members who died or were disabled in the line of duty. Thank you for your support.
License number 15033.
Brittany here with Wholesale Hunter, your destination for hunting, shooting, and camping gear. We are located in Wetumpka at the intersection of Highway 14 and Fire Tower Road. Our storefront is open weekdays from 9 till 5, but you can visit us anytime at wholesalehunter.com. We carry a variety of firearms, ammo, optics, and relating supplies. Call us at 888-900-4868. Please stop by and see us in Wetumpka or visit our website at wholesalehunter.com. That's wholesalehunter.com. Again, wholesalehunter.com.
This hour of the program brought to you in part by our good friends over at Midtown Pizza Kitchen. Check them out at one of their two locations, the High Point Shopping Center in Prattville, Alabama, the Zelda Place location right here in beautiful Midtown Montgomery. Midtown Pizza Kitchen, home of the $9 daily lunch special and award-winning pizzas.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, a family-owned company with competitive pay and great benefits. Good home time and new equipment arriving daily. Be a part of the family. Give Wiley Sanders a call at 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather!
Hi, everybody. The rain chances are on their way up, and even though we have a weekend coming up, a lot of folks are happy to hear this news. Today's high around 92, so not as hot as it has been. Scattered to numerous showers and thunderstorms will be roaming around this afternoon and this evening. Again, they will be random. Tonight, slow down to about 75. Then tomorrow and Sunday, still a generous supply of showers and thunderstorms around, especially numerous in the afternoon and evening hours, of course. Highs around 90 both days, and then the better-than-normal rain chances still continue Monday and Tuesday. A frontal system is on the way. Good luck. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
With ASA Credit Union's free Kasasa cash checking account, you can earn 4% APY on balances up to $30,000. Qualifications and rules apply. See an ASE rep for more details. Federally insured by NCUA. Online at yourasecu.com. ASE Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE.
Chief, it's great to be back home. Home is where I want to be. I've been on the road so long, my friend. And if you came along, I know you couldn't disagree. It's the same old story, yeah. Everywhere I go, I get slandered.
Guys, 37 minutes after 9 o'clock. Dave Mowry, Baron Coleman here with you. Carolyn's in the studio. Shagging your phone calls at 272-9228, the BathInnovations.com guest hotline if you want to get in. But Dave and I will keep you informed and entertained if you don't want to call. I do want to tell you that the rules on Friday are a little different. There ain't nairn. There ain't nairn. We may go, should we go Facebook Live?
We can.
During the 11 o'clock hour. Maybe we'll go Facebook Live during at least a segment or two. I don't know if I want to keep it up for an hour. I don't have my favorite shirt on.
Yeah, I didn't dress for it.
I didn't dress for Facebook Live.
Dang it.
Yeah. I mentioned earlier. Well, you know what? I got to host a local news. Let me get through some of this, actually, if I can find it. Should have thought about that. Ah, here we go. There was a forum last night. George called in about it.
Jeez.
Did you go?
No. But it's basically, they have the same problem as the Democratic primary people do.
Too many people.
Not only too many people, but like half of them, truly, I think in this case, there's like just more than half, like don't have a chance.
Yeah.
I mean, there's definitely tiers to the candidates.
Yeah, I mean, the Democrats admitted there were tears in how they selected who would be in which debate, mm-hmm. who would be in which night of the debate here. But there was a forum last night, and I can't imagine. I just want to read you some of the quotes. This is from Alabama News Network, our news partner here at New Blue Water Broadcasting. Hundreds attend Montgomery Mayoral Forum. 13 candidates are vying to be Montgomery's next mayor. 13 candidates. And qualifying's not even over till next week.
No, I thought it was...
Was it next week?
Yeah, no, it was this week. It was Thursday, I think.
Oh.
It's over. Yeah, qualifying is ended.
Here are the candidates. Butler Browder Jr. Anybody ever heard of Butler Browder Jr.? Hobson Cox. I like Hobson Cox, but he already ran for mayor. He got 20%. Ed Kroll. Artur Davis. Now, if everybody's heard of those two. Ronald Davis.
I don't know if everybody's heard of those two. I think that everybody's heard of Artur.
Ronald Davis. Anybody ever heard of Ronald Davis? Anyone? No. Anyone? Elton Dean, Victoris Felder, Shannon Ferrari, J.C. Love, Stephen Reed, David Sadler. Anybody heard of David Sadler?
I know who he is.
Bibby Simmons.
Bibby.
And David Woods. That's a lot of people.
13, right?
Yeah. 13. There's only two white people running?
Yeah.
How about that? Each candidate had the opportunity to answer questions submitted by the audience. I'm just going to read you these quotes because keep it in light of everything we said during the last segment. This is a quote from Andy Strange. I don't think any relation to Todd.
Wait, is he one of the candidates?
No. Just a guy is showing up at the meeting.
He got up and asked the question. Okay.
I think we're at a crossroads in Montgomery. I think we've seen a lot of progress, seen a lot of good things, but we've really got a long way to go, especially in the area of...
Education.
And dealing with crimes and things like that. And I want to hear how these guys are going to move Montgomery forward in a good direction. Rene Casillas. You can't draw big business or continue to draw military families without a strong... education system. LaDonna Brendel says, Montgomery is full of a bunch of citizens with varying needs, and so it's important to capture the needs of all and not just one group of people. Why would you include that quote in a story? How does that move the ball down the field? And then, I don't know who this person is, but the quote is, quite naturally, I live in West Montgomery. We know certain parts of town is a machine that is going to oil itself, and we know certain parts of town aren't in more economic distressed areas, and so there where a lot of my concerns are. Again, I don't know what she's saying, one, but two, why are you putting that quote in the story? I think everyone's missing the boat on this. We'll see. We'll see how it plays out. We'll see how it plays out. There's some new polls out on Kay Ivey's popularity and other things in the state of Alabama as far as popularity and whatnot. WSFA has a poll from NBC, Survey Monkey. They released a poll taking Alabama's temperatures on some key issues. You know what Donald Trump's job approval rating is in Alabama, according to this poll? This will give you an idea of why his job approval rating is what it is nationwide. This is Alabama.
Yeah.
Job approval rating?
70%.
50%. Okay, you know what that means?
That poll's wrong?
All polls are wrong.
Well,
it explains why all the polls have him at like 40.
Right.
They're off by 10. There's no way this guy's job approval rating in Alabama is 50. He's going to win 60-plus percent of the vote, 62, 63% of the vote in 2020. I don't care what he does between now and then. He said he could he said he could shoot someone on Fifth Avenue and not lose votes. I think he'd gain votes. I think he could shoot someone while he's raping someone and gain votes. It's true. And you're going to tell me in the state of Alabama, Donald Trump is at 50%? I'd like to see the metrics of that.
Yeah, for real. I mean, I'd love to see, I'd love to just see the methodology.
Yeah. There's no way it's 50%. Absolutely no way. And they said it's only 1 point higher than the most recent poll 9 months ago.
Yeah, it's
not possible. Not possible.
This is wrong.
Yeah. Who do Democrats want to see in office instead in Alabama? Who do you think Alabama Democrats are supporting?
Biden.
Joe Biden, 36%. Bernie Sanders, 15. Kamala Harris, 13. Elizabeth Warren, 9. Pete Buttigieg, 5. Everybody else, 7 total. Could split among like 73 of them. Now we get to Kay Ivey. 63% of voters approve of the job Kay Ivey is doing. 63%. They also don't know whether the legislature is doing a good job. 52% say they are doing a good job. 45% say they're not doing a good job. Count me down as not. Put me in the they suck category. Is that one? It's strongly approve, somewhat disapprove, strongly disapprove, they suck. Put me in the last category. I hate them. The worst legislature in America. Whether or not to overturn Roe versus Wade, what do you think the number is to overturn Roe versus Wade in Alabama, according to this poll? And I'm doing this for a reason. I'm going through these numbers for a reason.
Yeah, I mean, it's overturn?
Yeah.
55.
46. And it says 51% do not want to overturn Roe versus Wade. I ask you, do you trust any poll put out by NBC, knowing what you know about Alabama?
Considering we voted 59-41 to affirm or a pro-life state or whatever, you got to figure that like the baseline is 59.
You would think so. You would think so.
Now, I think that when you...
The Alabama Constitution now explicitly forbids abortion.
Right.
Explicitly forbids abortion. And we put it in there by a 59% margin. I mean, well, not 59% margin, but a 59% take of the vote.
Mm-hmm. By basically almost 20%.
But according to this, only 46% of people, voters want to overturn. This poll could be off by as many as 15 points. Do you know how popular Donald Trump probably really is?
I mean, he's close to 60-something percent easily.
In Alabama? Right. Yeah. Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah.
Guys.
Well, I mean, you got to figure, look, we're basically a 60-40 state.
Yeah.
And 95% of Republicans support him.
At least 90.
Right.
So there you're at 59.
Yeah.
60.
So there you go. Seems kind of low. And that's saying that all Democrats are at zero.
And all independents.
Right. Well.
Well. Yeah. I'd say the independents fall.
Yeah.
Or break evenly. I just don't believe that poll for a second. I don't believe that poll for 1 second. And as a result, I don't believe any of the polls. Because if you look back at their national poll, it's right in line with everybody else's national poll. I'm not one of these people who believe they tank the polls and all this and on purpose. But I'm starting to.
Oh, I just think they don't know how to do it. Or they take it and they... That's the thing about polls, right? I tell people all the time, I don't trust a single poll that I didn't write and pay for.
Well, here's the thing, too.
Now, I don't necessarily write the whole thing, but I definitely have input. I want to know. I want to see the question.
As I sit here, I'm thinking, how would you fake a poll like that? How would you here's how you do it.
Make it up.
Donald Trump... Well, yeah, I mean, that's one way. That's the...
We know some people that do that.
What's the little fat guy that worked for Clinton? That's what he would do. Dick Morris.
Yeah.
He'd say, I wish I had a poll that said this. Dick say, hang on a second. He'd go out there and scratch out some numbers, come back and say, here's your poll, sir. Here's how you would do it. Donald Trump brought out a lot of people like my stepbrother who voted for the first time in 30 years, 25 years.
Yes.
You don't count them in this poll.
Correct.
Because you say, no, our metric is going to be people who voted three or four out of the last five.
Mm-hmm.
Three, four, or five out of the last five elections. So you miss all these new people that Donald Trump brings to the party. You miss all the new enthusiasm. Instead of saying, we'll do that or anybody who voted in the last election.
Right.
That's the way to properly do it. Well, say if they vote in the last election, they're definitely in the pool.
That's why the Trump people kept saying that the polls were wrong, because they knew that that's who a lot of their supporters were.
Yeah. They have a huge amount of support by people who were disaffected, didn't care, were over politics, and said, you know what? This guy's different. I'm going to go stick my middle finger in the face of the establishment. I'm going to vote for this guy.
Mm-hmm.
Here's a poll that shows from Morning Consult, also came out. This is AL Reporters reporting this. Morning Consult poll showed that 57% of voters approve of Ivy's job. What was she, 60-something in the other one? Or 59, maybe?
Yeah.
Yeah, what's it say?
It says 57.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean that's the other thing to make clear that to the listeners is that, like, if you see something that, you know, it was at 59 and now it's at 57, that's a margin of error.
Yeah, that's no change.
Anything so like, and that's the funny thing about people say, oh, the polls were wrong in 2016. Actually, like, most of them were within the margin of error, and Trump won three states by 80,000 votes, and that's why he won the presidency.
Right. Well, a lot of them showed Hillary Clinton leading 2 or 3 points. Here's where they were wrong.
Is that she had a 98% chance to win or whatever.
Well, they're wrong 2 weeks out when they say she's up 12 or 13.
Correct.
That's fake.
Correct.
Because nobody judges them based on what was your poll 2 weeks before the election. They judge you based on what was your poll the Thursday night before the Tuesday election.
Yep.
That's how you're judged. You're judged based on what was your Thursday night poll. So they'll show, in order to depress the turnout for Trump, in order for all that, they'll show... On the Monday before the election, she's up 13. And on Thursday, they'll quietly release a poll that says, well, she's really only up 2 or 3. And she ended up taking the popular vote by about 2.5.
Mm-hmm.
But she didn't campaign in Michigan or Wisconsin or Pennsylvania. And as a result, she got...
Loser.
ASC Credit Union, not losers, ASC Credit Union winners. So are you if you go to ASC Credit Union. ASC Credit Union is going to help you get a little money back. Get a little money back on that checking account, huh? Does your checking account give you money back? Probably not. Probably not. If it doesn't, you're in the wrong place. Leave wherever you are and turn around and go to ASC Credit Union. Next time you're at the bank or one of these competing credit unions with ASC Credit Union, next time you're there, go ask the person at the teller when you're getting money. Say, do I get any cash back, or do I get interest payments on my credit card of up to 3 or 4%? I mean, not my credit card, my checking account of up to 3 or 4%. If the answer to that question is no, say, oh, I'm at the wrong place. I'm sorry. I meant to go to ASC Credit Union. And leave and drive to ASC Credit Union and move all your money over there. That's how you do it. It's that easy. Easy peasy, lemon squeezy, fresh and breezy over at ASC Credit Union. Federally insured NCUA, equal opportunity lenders. Ask them about that Casasa checking account. You're going to love it.
What Do You Get with Greg, Rich, Jay, and Emily Hayes? Three men and a lady. Mornings, 6 to 9 on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Village welcomes you to a cruise that never ends. Independent senior living with semi-private suites starting at $8.99 per month based on double occupancy. Private suites from $15.49. Learn more at caravitavillage.com.
Once upon a time, if you had a water leak under your house or a broken drain line, the only solution was to dig. Don't dig a hole. Call Cole. Cole Plumbing can repair any damaged or leaking pipes without digging in most cases. Cole Plumbing relines, repairs, and renews your pipes and with minimal interruption to your routine. All work comes with a limited warranty. Call Cole Plumbing today at 279-8919. And remember, you don't have to dig a hole. You can call Cole. Call 279-8919 today.
Traditionally, plumbers repair defective water, sewer, drain, and other pipelines by digging holes, breaking into floors, slabs, or walls. This type of destruction is a last resort at Cole Plumbing. With our unique pipelining technology, we can eliminate demolition that causes extreme inconvenience, disruption, and expense. Also, it's safer. So don't dig a hole. Call on Cole at 279-8919 or find us at coleplumbing.com. You'll be pleased you did. And remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Caravita Village welcomes you to a cruise that never ends. Independent senior living with semi-private suites starting at $8.99 per month based on double occupancy. Private suites from $15.49. Get your birthday month rent waived your first year. Learn more at caravitavillage.com.
O'Reilly Auto Parts offers O-Rewards points in-store and online. Earn points on everything from replacement parts to tools and accessories. And for every 150 points collected, you'll get a $5 reward. Earn points any way you shop. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Need to get organized? Today is the day for doing with the Home Depot's Pack Store Save event. Put your basement or garage in order with a range of Husky welded steel shelves, including a four-tier 77-inch rack, just $169. That'll save you $30. Easy to assemble, each shelf has a lifetime warranty and holds up to 1,500 pounds. That gets a lot out of your way. Come into the Pack Store Save event, only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid until August 25th while supplies last.
This hour of the program brought to you in part by our good friends over at Midtown Pizza Kitchen. Check them out at one of their two locations, the High Point Shopping Center in Prattville, Alabama, the Zelda Place location right here in beautiful Midtown Montgomery. Midtown Pizza Kitchen, home of the $9 daily lunch special and award-winning pizzas.
The River Region's 24-hour news talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Guys, Carolyn's bored. She got out a pillow and a blanket. Head over to Jenkins Tire and Auto. They're one block off of Madison downtown. Perry and Jefferson right there. Jenkins Tire and Auto does a fantastic job, and I cannot tell you enough how you need to trust your automobile to Jenkins Tire and Auto. But Baron, what kind of automobile? Any kind of automobile. I mean, you got an 18-wheeler, you got a pickup truck, you got a, you know, delivery truck, a big old bread truck. Maybe you got a brand new Corvette. Have you seen the new Corvette just came out?
I did.
Pretty cool looking car.
I did.
They've been talking about a mid-engine Corvette forever.
Yeah.
They're finally going to put one out. And the price is right. It'll start around 60. Pretty good price. But the Jenkins Tire and Auto can handle that. They can handle your classics, your vintage cars. You know, you got that 1970 GTO that you used to drive around in high school, and you held on to it, and you just want to make sure it stays maintained. Or maybe you just got a family truckster, you know, like we do, a big old van or a minivan or, you know, Toyota Camry or Corolla or something. Hey, you know what? Oh, you're in Montgomery, so you drive a Hyundai, right? Because everybody drives a Hyundai in Montgomery. Just Take it to Jenkins Tire and Auto. Trust your vehicles with them. They can get it taken care of. Routine maintenance or big overhauls. Jenkins Tire and Auto can handle that or anything else. I got a great crew over there. They're easy to get there. They get you to work. Jenkins Tire and Auto on the corner of Jefferson and Perry, one block off of Madison, right downtown Montgomery. 3 minutes left here at the top of the hour. Terry Sewell has voted to raise minimum wage to $15 over the next 6 years. That will not pass, by the way. There's no way it's ever going to get through the Senate. And I still cannot believe the American people are so stupid as to think the minimum wage is helping anybody. It's just the dumbest thing I've ever heard. If they increase the minimum, they won't, because Republicans have the Senate, and Donald Trump will never sign an increased minimum wage into law. But if they increase the minimum wage, it's one of the few things that could derail the American economy. Big business will still make money, but the American worker will not, because they're not going to raise you from $7.25 an hour to $15. If you're worth $15 an hour, they pay you $15 now. If there weren't 37 people standing in place waiting to have your job the day you screw up, that you would be making more money now. You know, the way this works is your employer wants to pay you as little as they possibly can and keep you loyal and happy and working hard. And you as the employee want to make as much as you possibly can without bankrupting the employer so that you continue to have a job. And whatever you're making now is the amount that is the fine balance between those two, unless you're making minimum wage. Minimum wage is your employer telling you, I would pay you less if I could, legally. But the federal law won't let me. But if they would let you, if they would let me pay you less, I would pay you less. That's what minimum wage is. The minimum wage has not gone up in 10 years, and that's good, because as inflation eats up the minimum wage, then it becomes more and more like we don't have a minimum wage. And more young people and minorities and people without a lengthy job history or people just getting out of prison or people, you know, for whatever reason, going back into the workforce for the first time, they now have opportunities. Because maybe a place wants to pay you $5 an hour or $8 an hour, but they can't. So they don't hire you because you don't have a job history. They're going to hire this other guy with a job history if they're going to have to pay you $15 anyway. So young people, minorities, people who are historically excluded from tight labor markets, they don't get jobs. They don't get jobs. So let's just hope people like Terry Sewell never take over the economy. She'll destroy everybody. We'll be back. 272-9228 if you want to get in. That's the BathInnovations.com guest hotline.